15, Chinese Students Associations. John is walking home when he runs into a friend called Li Lei. Li Lei is a Harvard undergraduate student from China.
Hi, John. Hey, Li. Haven't seen you for a while. How are you doing these days?
I'm good. What's new with you?
Nothing much. Oh, I made a new friend. Guess what? She's from China, too.
Really? Is she a Harvard student, too?
She's my classmate. Look, here she comes.
Is this your new friend, John?
Hi, Han Mei Mei. Long time no see.
Oh my god, Li Lei. What a coincidence to meet you here. How is everything going?
Fine. You look great, too.
Yes, but I'm still getting used to my new life here.
You knew each other?
Yes, we were neighborhood, but I didn't see him often after he came to America.
That's great. I believe you two have a lot to talk about. I might as well go first. See you.
See you tomorrow.
See you around.
How is life at Harvard?
Not bad, but at first it's hard for me to adjust to it.
That must be hard for you.
Fortunately, I got a lot of help from the Chinese Students Association at Harvard.
Sounds like a fellow townsman club back in China.
In America, all Chinese are fellow townsmen.
Can I join it if I go to Harvard in the future?
You'll be welcome because you can give us a big hand once you join us.
What's the association's name exactly? I'd like to look it up from the internet.
Harvard Radcliffe Chinese Association.
How does it help Chinese students?
The biggest help offered by it is to make us feel at home, I would say. It hosts nearly 80 events each year, celebrating our traditional festivals and keeping us aware of Chinese culture.
It ought to be that way. It'll be very embarrassing if foreigners ask something about Chinese culture that we should not know at all.
That's why we founded such an association at Harvard College. Actually, there's another Chinese association at Harvard, but it's for graduate Chinese students.
What's that?
It's called Harvard Chinese Students and Scholars Association. Personally speaking, this one is more important.
I don't understand.
You know, a lot of Chinese graduate students spend their undergrad years in China, so their thinking model is almost fixed.
It must be even harder for them to adjust to American culture and society.
Few of them can completely overcome the language and cultural barrier, though they generally have no difficulty in scientific communication.
So they are in need of help. HCSSA can safeguard their rights and interests while promoting Chinese culture. Am I right?
Completely. You have the awareness we need. You must come to join our association when you're admitted by Harvard.
I'm flattered, but I'm glad I'll be helpful.